In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Hi, folks, on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO.
We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a great day. Got a guest in this morning, complete with music.
Thanks, Jeff.
Talking to Reggie LaFay, originally from Nashville.
That is correct.
Currently living in Paducah.
I do,
so
yes.
He's had a little bit of a drive to get here.
I did. Yeah, I didn't realize I'd forgotten about some of the back two-lane roads they have to Sparta. But, you know, that's Sparta. It's a nice little town.
It is, and you know, once you get here, it's not bad.
You're
right. You know, a lot of two lane roads in this area, not a lot of interstate.
No, but that's fine. You know, I think I like that better. I'm kind of, when I grew up in Nashville, it was a little bit country, you know, until all the buildup. But it was in Franklin, Tennessee, and some of that area. And now that it's so built up, it's just part of Nashville City, metro. So it's
true.
Don't have to worry about that in Sparta.
That is definitely true. You're going to be at the Gathering Place off Broadway.
I am.
Coming up on April the 26th.
That is correct. So very soon.
Just around the corner.
Around.
And this is a show, I'll say, you know, people don't want to miss.
Yeah. No, I do a lot of things. I don't just stand on my head and gargle peanut butter. I actually play. I play three saxophones, a harmonica. And by the way, I don't play all the three saxes at once, but I do play two.
Okay, I was just going to ask that.
So, I'd play a couple of saxes at one time, so that works out nicely. And soprano, alto, tenor, harmonicas, and I sing. So it's a pretty diverse show. My genre, Jeff, is from country. I do jazz. I do blues. I do pop. I do 50s rock. I mean, it's just a full array of all the music. In fact, I do new age music like Alicia Keys and Adele. So great stuff.
Exactly, yeah, like hello.
Yeah, I do hello, yes.
Yeah, just looking at some of the songs here on a CD you've got, like out here, I mean, you've got, see, Deep River Woman, Lionel Richie.
Sure.
You go Blue, which Leanne Rimes did a version
Correct.
Of that. Feelings, I remember from the 70s.
Sure.
Quite a array, I can't think of the word, but yeah, different genres.
A large genre of music.
There you go.
even have I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Yep, definitely.
I should have said I left my sax in San Francisco. I almost did that once.
So which airline was it?
Yeah, really, American.
but no, this is definitely April 26th, and you'll be starting, I guess, at 7:30 that
That's evening. Correct. The doors open at 6 p.m. for dinner. There's dinner and the music, and there is an entrance ticket fee, and that ticket fee for VIP is between $35 and $40. Mm-hmm. And then if you just want to come and see the show, it's $25. And it's limited seating, so they request that you, if you're coming for dinner, they like pre-sold tickets, obviously.
Right.
If you're coming for the show, you can do probably at the door, however the importance is, just to let the reservationists know.
Exactly. Yeah, for the dinner, I can understand that. You don't want 10 people left to serve, and you're like, okay, run to the store and grab some.
That's right.
So it's nice to know ahead of time how many people are going to be eating.
You bet.
And they do serve good meals out there. I have had them before.
Sure. Well, it's just like having a party at your home. You know, how many are coming? Please RSVP. And, you know,
right.
RSVP 10, you can generally guess 8 will show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what they do.
It's kind of a smaller venue, which is nice because, I mean, people think of going to a concert and they think of the big stadiums and your artists are way out here. And if you got binoculars, you might see them, you know. And,
yeah.
Or unless you look at the big screen TVs they've got set up.
Oh, but, that's right.
Here at the Gathering Place, I mean, it's kind of a cozy little, as you said, kind of a homey atmosphere.
Somebody asked me like that in Nashville. I'm not sure if it was Ralph Emery or somebody. I was doing a WSM program, and they said, you know, what's one of the large venues that you perform? Cornbread. I said, well, I've been at the Superdome. He goes, Superdome? He goes, that's huge. I said, yes, sir. And he said, but what do you like the best? I mean, you're doing a dinner theater here in Nashville. I said, yes, sir. And that's what I like the best. I really like the closeness and the interaction. And I mean, you know, at the Superdome, I couldn't even see people. I couldn't see their eyes. We were in the middle of the auditorium. It was like huge. When people would clap for if we finished a tune, we didn't get it for a few seconds. It took time. And when we first did our first tune, I said, guys, I think we're bombing. And then the rush of the clapping hit us. I was like, oh, my gosh.
So. Yeah, and I've actually played out here several years ago. They did a talent show, and we put a group together and did some Irish music and played on the stage out there. And it's just amazing. The sound quality and the acoustics is set up in there. And
it's beautiful.
So actually, we probably need to slip in a break here. But what we're going to do is we're going to go into the break with one of the songs from the CD you brought with you this morning here. Kind of a sampling of what people can expect on April the 26th at the Gathering Place off Broadway. This off of Reggie Lefay, Romancing the Sax. And let's start out with one that was popular in the 80s by a well-known pop artist. Let's listen to Lionel Richie's Hello, performed by Reggie Lefay on Romancing the Sax CD. Our guest today, Reggie Lefay on the saxophone, Lionel Richie's Hello. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Talking this morning with Reggie Lefay, a man who knows how to play the saxophone. He's going to be live at the Gathering Place off Broadway on April the 26th. And actually, that is this Friday night. So it's coming up. We'll let you know about how you can order tickets and everything here later on the program. So I guess tell us a little bit about Reggie Lefay. I mean,
there's quite a bit. First of all, I've been playing for nearly 55 years now. Not all of that was professional because I also had to learn how to articulate my saxophone. I started at the age of 11. Mom and Dad took us to a drive-in theater to see a movie called The Pink Panther. And when I heard the first few notes of that song, the Pink Panther, I said, Mom, what is that neat sound? She goes, that's a saxophone. I said, really? She goes, your Uncle Max plays one. We're going to see him in 2 weeks. I said, really? Boy, I got excited. Went home, you know, I opened the best computer I could, called the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I opened it up, and there was a picture, a drawing. Just a drawing of the sax. Well, that didn't impress me a lot, you know. So I thought it was cool shaped. But then when we got down to see my Uncle Max, and I didn't realize he was going to be in the hospital, but he was. So I told my cousin, I said, I want to see this sax. She took it out of the closet, laid it on the sofa, didn't touch it. So I looked up at her. See, back in those days, we had manners, Jeff. I had to be told that I could touch it.
you didn't want to touch it.
So I waited, and she said, would you like to open it? And boy, that just made my heart pump. So I opened it up, and Jeff, I have never seen anything so wonderful in my life as that was. It was gorgeous. And I began playing it. That day, she showed me how to put it together. When they came home from the hospital, my mom and my cousin, I said, Mom, sit down a minute. I played the Pink Panther for him. She liked to lost her. She didn't have dentures, but if she did, she'd have lost them. So it was pretty interesting how that came up. So one thing led to another. I began, of course, you know, during the Vietnam War, I was unable to take saxes to a lot of the places that we were traveling to. And my dad slipped a harmonica in my shirt. And he said, I know you can't take your sax everywhere, but maybe you can take this and learn how to play it. I actually did learn how to play it. In fact, you have some tunes on there. What a Wonderful World, Somewhere Over the Rainbows on harmonica, Amazing Graces. I don't think it's on that CD, but just a lot of great tunes. And so I thought, wow. So here I am, and I'm back home. So I started a band in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And it went real good. The band was kind of a duplicate that we called ourselves. It was back in 1972.
Okay.
And the band was called Heart, like Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But Ann and Nancy didn't name their band until 1973. That's when they came out.
You had one up on them there.
So we had one up, but we didn't get the notoriety, so we had to drop our name out. So that's kind of what took place there. It's just one of those things. And then 55 years later, here I am. You know, I've had if they go to my website, they can see the people that I've performed with and been with. It's reggielafaye.com, and it's reggielafaye.com, reggielafaye.com. Right. And then they can see who all I've been with.
All right, I'll tell you what, we've been talking about the saxophone and all these years of experience on it. And the fact is, you've got one right here on the CD that kind of features the saxophone.
Sure does.
And I think people will recognize the tune. So we'll just wait. We'll tell them. If anyone doesn't know what it is, we'll tell you what it is after. Yeah. But I don't think there will be anyone.
Call in and tell us.
Exactly. All right. This is Reggie LaFaye, and it's from the CD called Romancing the Sax.
Yes, that's the CD name.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, like I said, I don't think anyone has any trouble. But just in case you didn't know, that was Blue, and made popular most recently, I guess, by Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
But a version most people probably haven't heard either.
They haven't heard it on a sax.
We mentioned, you mentioned that yodeling. We heard that. I said that told you that took some practice, I'm sure.
Yeah, it did. I can't even yodel in my throat, let alone. I thought, oh, I can't do that on a sax. But it came out all right, so I was pleased.
Exactly. And we'll listen to some more cuts off of this. Well, again, we need to sneak in a break here, so let's go ahead and do that, get that out of the way, and we'll come back and talk some more with Randy LaFay. Again, coming to the Gathering Place off Broadway, April the 26th. We'll be back here on The People Speak in just a few moments. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 WHCO. I'm Jeff. We are talking today with Reggie LaFay. And listening to some cuts off his CD entitled Romancing the Sax. Reggie is going to be playing that saxophone, or saxophones, I guess we should say. And that'll be on April the 26th, this Friday, at the Gathering Place off Broadway, right here in Sparta. What's your thoughts on coming to Sparta to the Gathering Place?
Wow, you know, I've always loved dinner theaters. I mean, it's one of the things when I retired from traveling so much, I really wanted to do, and I seek them out. I seek out little spots and little places like F. Scott's in Nashville. It's a great dinner theater. I mean, they're just nooks and crannies everywhere. Chicago has a lot of them. Instead of going into a huge nightclub and bringing all the whole band, you know, you can get down totally intimate with your people, and that's so important. I think sometimes artists forget to do that. That's why a lot of people like The Voice, because The Voice is so popular. It's intimate. There's an intimacy there with the stars and the up-and-coming stars, and that's very important to do that. And by far am I a star, but I like to still talk to people.
Right.
You know?
Right. And like I said,
we've known each other for like 10 minutes, and, you know, it seems like we've been here for 3 years.
True. You know? Exactly. As you're mentioning, I mean, if you compare, you know, The Voice with American Idol, I mean, the difference is just...
Big difference, yeah. And it's not that they're not personable on American Idol. They are. But it's not the same camaraderie. You know, it's the artist, the stars artists that are in the chairs, they have their own little thing going on, and it's so funny and comical. People feel very warmed by that, and the audience is warmed by that. So
I always enjoyed when Blake Shelton, you know, would get...
He's funny, yeah. He's a great guy.
Especially if he didn't get... to, you know, chosen by someone that you could tell he really wanted to work with, you know.
Yeah.
He would really get into it with the whoever was chosen,
you know? You're not kidding. No.
but how, I mean, such a wide genre here. Just what do you have, one particular type of music that you prefer over the others, or just...
Wow, you know, when I say it's romancing the sax, these are some of my favorites that I've really enjoyed over the years. And, you know, I started as my mom and dad would play a lot of KMOX radio. And so it turned out really nice that from St. Louis they'd get KMOX. And I would learn a lot of different music, like I Left My Heart in San Francisco and The Shadow of Your Smile and just a lot of beautiful music. But then I also had kind of a pop and rock side to me as well. Mm-hmm. And I cut my teeth on the blues in St. Louis. You know, that's where, as a young man, as 5-year-old, I grew up until I went to the military, and then I moved to Nashville when I got back. So it was a very, very interesting, eclectic musical background, you know?
That's what I typically tell people. My musical tastes range from Beethoven to Led Zeppelin. So,
yeah, and I like that too, especially the Lone Ranger version.
There you go. I don't see Led Zeppelin on here.
No, but I didn't do it. It's not that I don't like it. There are a couple of tunes that I actually like.
Well, let's slip in another song here before we have to go today. Talking with Reggie LaFay, and so much to talk about with Reggie that we're actually going to break this People Speak program up into two episodes, and you'll be able to listen to our continuing interview with Reggie Thursday, April the 25th, which will be the day before the show at the Gathering Place off Broadway. kind of another reminder to get your tickets and get them ordered, because after the 25th, I'm sure they're going to want to know how many people are going to be there for dinner. So we talked about this song earlier, and you mentioned actually you left your saxophone or your sax in San Francisco. But no, this is a song from George Curry, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, performed by Reggie LeFay and his amazing work on the saxophone. Reggie LeFay, Romancing the Sax CD, that was I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And again, that's all the time we've got for our program today, but we're going to be back with Reggie on Thursday, April 25th, this coming Thursday, the day before this amazing concert with nationally acclaimed saxophonist Reggie LeFay. Tickets are $35 for general admission, VIP tickets $40 per ticket. And you need to call this number for VIP tickets at 618-965-3726. That's, again, 618-965-3726. And if you just want to catch the show only and you're not interested in eating, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to indulge in the delicious meals that they serve there at the Gathering Place off Broadway, but you could do that if you just want the show. $25. Doors open at 6 p.m. Dinner at 6:30. Show at 7:30. Advanced ticket purchases for general admission and VIP. You can also order tickets by going online to thegatheringplaceoffbroadway.com. Click on Buy Tickets. Again, the number to call if you want more information or want to order tickets over the phone is 618-965-3726. We'll be talking again to Reggie coming up on Thursday, so join us for the People Speak then. I'm Jeff. Have a great day.